Bandaf Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph. Let us just start from Blamed Bein Trumas Amaisres. Pshites Regmare Echvas Poshet. You're not Magbia Trumas Amaisres because it's a Mesakin. Tani Rav Yosef Lainitzcha Lelitma Lekoyim Boi Bayoim. But the Chiddush is that one is not permitted to be Magbia Litma Lekoyim. Rashi said he could make it in such a way it's not Nikir. But he wants to use the Shiraim. So there's no Tikkun Mon in such a case. FLP came. It is also. Vahani mili peiri de tvili me esmel. That is dafke trume, that it was tevel from Erev Yontef. He had an opportunity to be mafresh Erev Yontef. Avol peiri de tvili hoidne. But if you have peiris that in Yontef alone they became tevel, kigoin isa, that a person was loshen isa in Yontef, so then the chiyuv tevel, the isa tevel was chal with the lishe, lafushi minechalo is mafreshine v'yavine lekoin. So then you're a mafresh in Yontef and you give it to the koin. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, there's no Rashi. So the Gemara says further, Bahani mishum rishus ike mishum shvus leke. So the Gemara asks that this is also, that we have three categories, kol shechayavlo mishum shvus, mishum rishus, and mishum mitzvah. So it would seem that the other two, the whole chiyuv is only a rishus or a mitzvah, it's not a shvus. Bahani mishum mitzvah ike mishum shvus leka, omar Rav Yitzchok loy mi boi koma, loy mi boi shvus kredosa diosa. The Mishnah is telling us chidushim bahadroge, loy mi boi shvus kredosa, if it's a shvus alone, there's no lichluach mitzvah. So zicha chazal asad, el afilu shvus derishus, but he also asked something that is a shtikl mitzvah, k'tas mitzvah, also, nami also, b'loi mi boi shvus to rishus di also, ala filu shvus de mitzvah nami also, a shvus, that is a mitzvah they also also. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, v'hani mishum rishus ike mishum shvus leka, em tse'isa koi. It's going on the middle case, the koma elohein mishum rishus. This is a rishus. V'chi ein b'hem mishum shvus. So there's no shvus here. V'aloi osrum. K'demrinin kol shechayovin olov. Al mekulo le'isure. That the rishus and the mitzvah is also osur. V'hani b'asroi mishum mitzvah ike b'asri yosoi. There's only a mitzvah. Hidu mishum shvus leke lo osra b'shabes b'tmi. There's no isur. V'aloi osrum. Behechel palgine and tana de masnisen, so how did the tana of our Mishnah divide them? The bekamoi itkar shvus. The first one is called a shvus. Bemtsoi basroi le itkar shvus. He doesn't mention that these are also also shvus. Hochikoma, loy mi boy, kloy makulo mishim shvus yesh behem. All of them, there's a shvus. V'rishoinim iso yesh behem. The first category is iso v'ein behem lichluach mitzvah. There's no lichluach mitzvah whatsoever. That they asked. V'em tza'ayim yesh behem shvus v'achal pishe yesh behem k'tzas mitzvah. The middle cases there is a k'tzas mitzvah v'achal piken there's a shvus. V'achroinim mitzvah gmurein v'achal piken gozra leim shvus. Loi zu avzuk toni, loi teime kamoi udasiri. Don't say, just the first case is osar al shvus, avaloi shvus kredoso. Kloima, shovar al shvus de ein im avere zu shemetz mitzvah. This avere doesn't even have a reach of a mitzvah, nothing. Afilu mitzi da avaloi shvus, dikarishus. I feel the middle case that is a shvus that has a rishus, kilvas mitzvah gabo, nami yosom. It's also awesome.
Yeah.
Sagt die Gemara weiter. Kol eilu biyontev amru. Really, the Reish Yosef says we're missing a vachulu. That the Gemara is not going now on kol eilu biyontev amru. We're going on the last bava of the Mishnah. The last bava of the Mishnah says, Ein bein yontev l'shabes ala eichel nefesh bilvat. So it says the only difference between yontev and Shabbos is eichel nefesh, which is muta biyontev, and osar and Shabbos. But there's no other difference. Frek de gemore veraminu al eshu akashe. We learned in the first Mishneh, Naperik, Meshilin Derech Arube Beyontev, one is permitted to be Mashpil, Chitim Esoirim, Derech Arube Beyontev, he can be Mashpil from the Gag to the Bais, Avoloi B'Shabbos. So we see that there's other differences between Yontev and Shabbos. They were Matar Mishum Hefsid Momin. We'll see a tirche in Yontev. They were not mapsid, mishum hefsid, momen a tirche in Shabbos. So why does the Mishnah say, ein ben Yontev le Shabbos, ela oichol nefesh? This is the only difference. Omar Rav Yosef loy kasha. Ho Rabbi Elezer vo Rabbi Yeshua. So Rav Yosef said that be'emeson, the Mishnah of Meshilin, and our Mishnah of Ein Bein is a machlokes, and it's a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Oisoi vez benoi shenoflu leboil. So yetu behemis, that Oisoi vez benoi shenoflu leboil. Now you can't check both of them the same day, because it's Isa Oisoi vez benoi. So the first one is permitted to bring up. He can't bring up because it is no tzerich yontev for the second one. To bring it up would be a tilche shaloi letzerich. So you leave it there. No, it's Zebach HaRachmonis, that the Behem is in a bear, Vasheni Oisloi Parnosabim Kaimai. So you throw down food for it, that should have what to eat, it shouldn't die of hunger. Kedei Shalai Yomus. So Rabbi Lezer held, but you're not permitted to bring up the second one, even though it's a Hefsid moment. Who knows what will happen to the Behem in the bear. But that's a Tirche Shalai Letzerich Yontif. So it's also. Satirche shaloi letzerich yontev b'mokim hefsed momin, and Rabbi Lezer holds this is awesome. Rabbi Yeshua oimer mal es harishen amanas leshochta. You bring up the first one amanas leshochta. Then ve'einay shochta. Then he doesn't shecht it. Besides, no, that's it's too kochush. That's he's not. He's not going to shecht this one. V'chayzer umarim umala hasheni. Then he means up the second one. Maybe the second one is more meaty. Be more yontev dik the shech, and then he has both of them in front of them. Is rotzezeh sheichet, rotzezeh sheichet. So now Rabbi Yeshua said that you're permitted to take out both to take out both behemoths, even though the ma'ase the only tzeich yontev will be from one. Afal pikein, in the underlying reason that Rabbi Yeshua was matter is because there's a hefsed moment over here. So it was matter a tirche in yontif, which is shaloi letzeirich yontif, but it's b'mokein hefsed moment. That's what I'm mentioning, tirche Rashi in Shabbos, Tavkuf Chav Dalet. This Gemara is in Shabbos also, so there Rashi says explicitly that's the Meduba. The Snan Meshilin, the Shori Tirche Beyontev Mishum Ibud Momen. That's what it would seem, and that's how Rabbi Yosef understood. That's Rabbi Yosef understood this is Rabbi Yosef's Teretz. Rabbi Yosef understood that the Isser in Shabbos is an Isser Tirche, they asked a tilcha of mashilin in Shabbos, the mokim hefsed moment. They were matter a tilcha shalayla tzeich yontif in yontif, the mokim hefsed moment. And that is shitas Rabbi Yeshua. That is shitas Rabbi Yeshua. And according to Rabbi Lezer, take, this is also. So our mission that says, ein ben yontif le Shabbos, elo yichol nefesh bavad. This is Rabbi Lezer. And the first mission is Rabbi Yeshua. Omar lei Abaye. So Abaye said that this dimyan, this comparison, that the are two Mishnayis are dependent on the machlekes of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it's very debatable. Mimai. Dul ma'at kan lekomer Rabbi Lezer hosom el de'efshe bepanose. Where do you see Rabbi Lezer held that the mokim hefsed momen? They were not matra tilche beyontif. It could be he holds this is not called the hefsed moment. Yevaneitze. Kibi mefarn is the second behem in the boy at hefsed moment. Here, the meshilin as a peiris, it's, he brought them up to dry, and if it's, and it's going to start raining, there'll be a hefsed moment. So here, they were matra. There's no legitimate hefsed moment, so he asked her. Avolochet v'loy efshir b'panosa. Here, there's no such aitzah. Here, there'll be a hefsed moment. So here, Rabbi Lezer also won't answer. Inami. So you don't have a machlis. You can't say that our mission is going according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer could be made to the din of Mashil. Inami ad kan loikom Rabbi Yeshua hosom elo de efshir l'arumi. Forget, Rabbi Yeshua, it wasn't a break to head to Rabbi Yeshua says, listen, you bring up both behemoths because there's a hefsed moment. No, Rabbi Yeshua said you go with aroma. That means, and it's possible to make aroma. It's not nikel, the zilzul in yontif. You're bringing up the first behemoth, I want to shech the first behemoth. Then he inspects the first behemoth, sees it's a very kochish dike behemoth. So therefore he brings up the second behemoth. So there it's not nikel, the zilzul yontif. Because it looks like the whole purpose of bringing up the second behemoth is because he thinks the second behemoth will be more meaty and more bekovedik, lekoved yontif than the first behemoth. Avol hochad leyefshe lalumi, here you're not fooling anyone. That means when he's mashilin as a peiris, Rashi had said in the Mishnah mashilin that these peiris were They were drying up, and they did not dry completely. So you're not fooling anyone. That means if he throws down these partially dried chitim esoirim, everyone knows they're not going to be there. They're not going to remain down. He's going to bring them up later. So everyone knows that the sole purpose of being meshilin as a peiris is hefsed moment. So it could be here for Rabbi Yeshua wasn't Mekel. So therefore we don't, so you can't say the machloikis of these two Mishnayis is the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Could be, everyone could be made that it's Mutter, everyone could be made that it's also. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Meshilim Peiris, al megozru shvus al Shabbos, shlei gozru beyontif. And here it says, ein beyontif le Shabbos, elo ichol nefesh. Oh, Rabbi Lezer, say for the tani beyontif le Shabbos, the chol shvus, the gozru al Shabbos, gozru beyontif, hilo behefsed momen. Rabbi Lezer, shlei hita lahalis oisei ves benoi, mib mehefsed momen. It was not matter. To be malois is my hefsed moment. Vereishe diktoni meshilim biyontev. Ne hefsed moment. So that's not Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shui. Oy se ves benoi sheinem betorim lishchet shneim hayoim. You can't check both of them. Vefshe la rumim. Loi muchach hamilus de la tzolos mamoini mechavim. There it's not muchach that his purpose is to be matzol the moment. The person watches him. So he says, the person he brought up, it's a thin behemoth. It's not meaty enough. Here, there's no harum. Everyone knows they won't remain. He was meshilnas aperes to the derech haru, but they won't remain down. He's going to bring them up again. So everyone knows the only purpose he's doing this is he wants to be matzo the peiros now. They shouldn't get drenched. Umezalzalin beisa yontif. So memele, so we're back to the kasha. Elo omar Rav Poppe loy kasha. So Rav Poppe said, no, I'll tell you a different teretz. It's take, these two mishnayis are astira. Nizamach leikis tanoim. But not, the Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it's mach leikis beishamei bisil. Ho beishamei, ho beisilu. This na'am. Beishamei oimrin, ein moitziin, lo yes akotin, v'lo yes alule, v'lo yes eifer teire, l'shus aram. So beishamei says that this, that the whole heter of, the whole heter of yontif is only oichel nefesh and not any other tzairich. So we see that there's a machlokes, Beishami and Beisilu. If there is another kule that Yontif possesses besides Eichel Nefesh, Beishami says the only kule that Yontif possesses is a heter of Eichel Nefesh. And Beisilu says, no, other things are also mutter. Did it to be metal, you'll have to take out a lule, a sefer Torah. So Mamele, so the Mishneh that says Ein Ben Yontov L'Shabbos Elo Eichel Nefesh Golvat. No, that's Beishamai. That only did the Yontov is only Mutar Eichel Nefesh. More than Eichel Nefesh is not Mutar in Yontov. The Mishneh that says we are Mata Meshilim Peiris Beyontov, which is not Eichel Nefesh. That's Beisilu. Frek the Gemara Dilma Lohi. Ad kaloi ka'omri beis shamai hosom ella haitzo avol atil toloi. So the Gemara says, what's your dimya? In meleches haitzo, which is a meloche d'yaraisim. So there beis shamai said that all the meloches were only hutru, they were only permitted to be done l'tzayrech eichel nefesh. But here we're not speaking about meloches, we're speaking about tiltul. And now this is, now the Gemara seems that the Dion is not Tirche, the Dion is Tiltul Shalayla Tzayrech Yontif. That means that when you're Meshilin as a Peiris, you're being Metaltul the Peiris, Shalayla Tzayrech Yontif. So the Gemara says, some Mele, the Beishamai only said that Meleches Heitzoa is also Shalayla Tzayrech Yontif. But Tiltul? Tiltul shalei letzerech yontif. Meshilin seperes. Where did you see that? Beishamai asked that. So the Gemara says, otol tiltul lap tzerech etzohu. So the Gemara says, no. All isurei tiltul that Chazal had made is because it's mishum lesser the etzoh. Because since every etzoh starts with a tiltul, so memele Chazal aser tiltul. So memele seregola shitosa. According to Beis Hillel, that Heitzah Shaloyla Tzeich Eichel Nefesh is also permitted. Don't need Afka Heitzah Tzeich Eichel Nefesh, so the matter Atiltu Shaloyla Tzeich Eichel Nefesh, Atiltu, that Bimbokim Hemsed Momin. And Beshame held that since Heitzah is only Mutter Tzeich Eichel Nefesh, the Tiltulim is only Mutta also only Letzeich Eichel Nefesh. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Ein Metzien es HaKotl, Lehutra Yitzor Shalei Letzeich, Heitzor Shalei Letzeich Eichel Nefesh is not Mutta, Begabi Tiltul Shalei Letzeich. So this is a Tiltul, Meshilin es HaPeres, not a Tirche, like we mentioned before in Rashi and Shabbos, so this is a Tiltul Shalei Letzeich, Nami Gazrine. So just like Heitzah Shalei Letzeirich is also, so Tzeirich Eichel Nefesh, within a Tiltul Shalei Letzeirich Eichel Nefesh. Vafilu Gabi Hefzid Mom. Ula Beisilu Domer Heitzah Shalei Letzeirich Muteres Mei HaTeire, that Heitzah Shalei Letzeirich is Muter Min HaTeire, is Betiltul Nami Le Gozo Rabono. So Betiltul also won Gozo. So the Gemara said, who says Beishamei Aso Tiltul? Mayanzit otto tiltul lav tzeirich eitzohi, tchilis eitzoh ayidei tiltuli. Eisulhev Rashi Vayis says tiltul is the picking up of the chayfetz. So Tchilas Heitzoah, they tilpali. That means every Heitzoah that starts with an Akira, every Heitzoah Shalisa starts with a Tutu. V'chol ma'ashegozul. So whenever Chazal asr Tutu, ein ela mishum Heitzoah. The whole reason they asr Tutu is because you're doing a pula which might end up with a Heitzoah. So Memele, so according to Beis Shammai, that hold that Eitzah Shalayla Tzarech Eichel Nefesh is also, so who Adina Tiltu Shalayla Tzarech Eichel Nefesh is also also. V'hai V'loi Gozu Al Tiltu Kelem Ba'eichle. V'neish Lo Yuchel Olamed Behem Levatul Einik Shabbos V'Simchas Yot. So I think Pshat and Rashi's kash is as follows. Our Gemara is just telling us that the Isurei Tiltu are dependent on Isurei Yetzo. So according to Beis Hillel, that Yetzo in Yontiv is Muto Shaloi Letzayach Haichol Nefesh, so therefore there's no Isur Tiltu by Shaloi Letzayach Haichol Nefesh. So a Tiltu Shaloi Letzayach is also mutter b'mokim hefsed mo. Now, so if that is true, well, let's talk about Shabbos. Shabbos, Heitzah, Letzayach Eichel Nefesh is also also. So a tiltu afilu Letzayach Eichel Nefesh should also be also. So the first kasha Rashi is asking, so how is one permitted to be mitaltul in Shabbos Letzayach Eichel Nefesh, Eichlem v'keilem? If Tiltul is governed by Yisur HaYetzor, so Memele in Shabbos everyone holds as an Yisur HaYetzor, Afilu Letzayrech HaYichol Nefesh. So Memele, so how is one permitted to be Tiltul Kelim Ba'oichlim in Shabbos Letzayrech HaYichol Nefesh? So Rashi says, Im Mishlo Yuch Lalam Eid Behem Levatul Einik Shabbos. So it'll be Levatul Einik Shabbos. The people will go to the cholent pot and stick their heads into it. You won't be able to pick it up. It'll be mevatel einik Shabbos. So memele, so that's why they're mevatel the tiltul of kelim and oichlem the tzayich oichel nefesh and Shabbos, even though he told the tzayich oichel nefesh and Shabbos is us. Then Rashi says v'simchas yontif. So here Rashi is now asking a kasha according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, if we say that Meshilin Peiris is also, why is Meshilin Peiris also? Because it is a Tiltu Shaloi Letzayrech Eichel Nefesh. So therefore it is also because Shaloi Letzayrech Eichel Nefesh is also awesome. So how is one permitted to be Metaltu Eichel Mekalim the Mokim Simchas Yontev? I think Rashi means not the Mokim Eichel Nefesh. Mokim Simchas Yontev. It's not all Eichel Nefesh. Bechayre, that's Rashi's Kashe. I mean, could be Rashi is asking, we hear Taisis Daf Yud Beis that you're allowed to play with a bull on Yontev. I mean, so, but there's Yelazim Metalpul Eichel the Kalim. Even though Heitzah will be also according to Beis Shammai. So Rashi says, "Blegozol tiltul kelim ba'oichlim b'makim simchas yontif." So that means, so if the tiltul, even though it's not a tiltul letzayrich oichol nefesh, but it's a tiltul letzayrich simchas yontif, which Heitzah would be also theoretically according to Beis Hillel, but tiltul they were matted in an asa tiltul, but a tiltul. The Mokim Hesed Momin, perhaps a London would say that's also Simchas Yontif. That means if he realizes that his payers on top of the Gag are going to get ruined, what kind of Simcha will he have? Well, Kaponov, I says that's not called, that's an indirect Simchas Yontif. Neither a Tiltul which will directly bring Simchas Yontif. So that they were matter according to Beis Shammai in Yontif. That's Pshat Rashi. But lechayre, it should come out at the tiltul letzayrech menias hahefset. I mean, that's agemore. B'mokim that heitzah it would be also. So it's also. So that's why Mishilin asaperes b'shabes, vein mishilin asaperes, mishilin asaperes b'yontag, not mishilin b'shabes. I had a shtika lahara, we're speaking about Isurei Tiltul. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Ches, Siv Dalet. Kli shemelachta ilaheta, muta letaltaloi, afilu eine el letzerecha kli, shelo yishover o yigonet. That's a poshita haloche. Now, lochere, this is a tiltu, shelo yletzerech oinik shabbat, shelo yletzerech simchas yontif. It's a tiltu, tiltu, shelo yishover o yigonet. That's the tiltu, and it's muta. Now, the maskonis ha-gemore is, the lashon of the gemore seems to be saying that the issa of meshilim is not a tircha, because in the gemore's bedamit was going with tiltul, that tiltul is tchilas eitzor, Rashi says, tchilas eitzor yidei tiltul. So, I don't understand clearly how you differentiate between a tiltul kli heto shlo yishove v'lo yigonei and a meshilin esaperis. My Mishilna Sapers is Osir in Shabbos, and a total Kalish La Yishav of La Yigonev is Mutter. Let us see Taisvis. Oreminu. Mishilan Peres Terech Arube. So Memele, so Agamore Estakashe, from the first Mishneh, Perg Mishilan, on our Mishneh, that the Mishneh is Messiah, Main Beyontub La Shabbos, Aloichel Nefesh Bumba. V'taymet damrine b'megillah, ein bein yontev l'shabbos, ela oichel nefesh b'lvat. We have the same Mishnah in Shabbos, ein bein yontev l'shabbos, ela oichel nefesh b'lvat, v'mayle poch leim imeshilin. It's the same Mishnah you have in Masechtas Megillah. Why isn't there a sugya there in Masechtas Megillah that this does not stim with the Mishnah of Meshilin? V'oid kosh, second kasha, Amai leipoch la'alto meibisilu dematira neitzo biyontev sheloi letzoirich ubishabes osa. Now he says, why didn't the Gemara, we ask a psastire of Mishnah Meshilin and this Mishnah in biyontev leshabes, and then we say, Peretz is going, this Mishnah is going to Beishamit. Why did the Gemara ask Beishamit that Mishnah of Eitzo is also a stire to this Mishnah? As this Mishnah says, Ein bein yontev l'shabes eloichel nefesh bulvad, and eloichel nefesh bulvad, and Beisilu says, you're allowed to make keitzor shalei letzeirech eichel nefesh. So we see there's more than eichel nefesh, a difference, that the yontev is kill mei shabes, not only in eichel nefesh, in other things also. V'yeshloima, v'hosom leiporich mimas nisim. There, in Mesetas Megillah, they didn't ask for my Mishnah. Mishim shal yedei shochel litro is not the kama hosom ein binyontav lo shabbos hanimi lidvorem shahin di reise. Avami de rabbonan ike tuve b'nai. That Mishnah could be speaking about the reises. Min ha-teire, the whole difference of yontav and shabbos is oichel nefesh. That's the whole difference in the Reis. It's the Esker Kasha of Meshilin. Oh, no, this isn't. There's other differences. That's in the Rabbonon. The Mishneh in Mesechtas Megillah is speaking about Minat Torah. So Minat Torah, the only difference is Taka Eichel Nefesh. Avo Mili the Rabbonon, Ike Tuve Binay. Vohoche Mayri B'Shvus the Rabbonon. Our Mishneh is speaking about the Shvusim the Rabbonon. Fakert, this is the end of the Mishnah. Kol Shayovna Mishim Shvus. So we're speaking about the Rabbonon. In our Mishnah is Messiah. In the Rabbonon's Gufe, the whole difference between Yontev and Shabbos is, the whole difference is Eichel Nefesh. Oh, so you tell me in the Rabbonon that's the only difference. So we see Meshilin. I'll show you another difference. There's a difference Meshilin Peres Biyontev, Leibe Shabbos. That's why Agmar es from Meshilim. V'hoche mayri b'shvus d'rabon, and l'kach loy maisi me, and therefore, the second kash, what he asked, why didn't he ask on our Mishneh from the Machlokes, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that we see that Beis Hillel holds that Eitzor is Mutter, Afilo Shloi Letzor Echol Nefesh, Aloch Kach Lemaisim Eitzor Yisur Edi Reise. Verkehrt, Amish is speaking about the Rabbonons. Amish is speaking about the Rabbonons. That's talking about Eitzor. So what is Taisvis saying? So Taisvis is saying that you cannot mix the Reises in the Rabbonons. That means they have different categories. They have different categories. So Memela to ask Akash and the Mishnah Megillah, which could be speaking about a Deraisa, you can't ask for Meshila, which is a Rabbonon. Or a Mishnah, which is speaking about the Rabbonon, so you can't ask from Deraisas. Mikol Mokim, if they have different guidelines, so how was our Gemara Medame, that according to Beis Shammai, there'll be a Nisatiltu. I just said you can't be Medame, the Rabbonus or the Raisa. Mikolokim Komeshapi Besomach or Beis Shammai. Tochi Medame, the Kivin, the Beis Shammai, Machmirim, Gabi Yitzor, Shaloi Litzor. That means this goes hand in hand. Since Beis Shammai is Machmir Yitzor, Shaloi Litzor, Kachi Machmir, Gabi Tiltu, the Rabbonus, the Masik, the Maskone. The Tiltu, Mishum Yitzor, the Yosu. Tiltu, Take, is the tiltel is a poil yoitzi of the Isser Eitzor. So memele, so that is very good. So you could say if our Gemara says that there's no Isser Darabonon, there's no Heter Darabonon by Yonta besides Eichel Nefesh, that is going according to Beis Hillel, who holds, that the only heter Eitzor is also only Letzoyach Eichel Nefesh. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Habeheime v'akelim keragle haba'olim. What does he rashi? Habeheime v'akelim keragle haba'olim. Ein odom yochel lahilichom biyontif is the possessions of a person. Habeheime Kalim of a person, Elabamokim Shebo Baileo Yechalim Leilich. Wherever the Bailim can go, that's where you can take his Behem and Kalim. Vim loy irik. So if he did not make an Erev Trumim, Yeshla Paim Lachol Ruachir. So wherever the Bailim was Shavis, so it has a Paim Amis Lachol Ruach. You'll take the ear as the center of the circle, and you make a radius of Paim Amma around the ear. And that's where the behemoths can go. Ve'im irev letzofen. If the baile made an erev trumim letzofen, so that means, let's say, in tzofen he has, the derech of tzofen he made an erev trumim after 1,000 amis. So from the ear he can go 3,000 amis tzofen and 1,000 amis dorim. Is gamite letzofen v'loy ledorim. Now the Mishnah says a second aloch. Amayser behem toy livnoi oileroy. The person gives over his beheme to his son or to a roye. Re'elu keragle habayl. So Boshe, the Mishnah is telling us that the beheme, which is the rechush, of the bailim, so it has the tchumim of the bailim. It doesn't have the trumim of the roye. Third aloche. Kalim amiyuchodim la'echod min ha'achim shebebayis. If you have kalim, which are only one of the brothers use them, the other one doesn't use them. The miyuchid to one of the brothers. Re'elu kiraglov. So memele, so their tchum is like the raglim of the sach. V'she'ein miyuchodim. What is if they're not miyuchid? Re'elu kemokim shahulchim. So then that means that all the brothers of the bayis use these kalim. So then it has to coincide with the tchumim of all the brothers. If each brother has a different tchum, so you only allow to be metaltal these kalim in the area which coincides with the tchumim of all the brothers. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi v'she'eino miyuchodim le'echod mehem elo lekulam. אלו כמוקים שהולכים למוקים שכולם יחילים לילך מותו להילך הסכל. אבל אם עירב אחד מהם לסעיף 2,000 לצופן. But if one of them may לסעיף 2,000 לצופן, he put his עירב תחומים after the 2,000 אמס לצופן. והשאר לא עירב, and then it didn't make an עירב. הוא מעקב על יודו מלהליכם לדורם אפילו פסיעה אחת מחלקוי והם עקבן על יודו מלהליכם לצופן אלו הפיים שם בתורם בה זוקת משנה ויתר השויל כלי מחברי מערב יונטב if a person borrows a keli so it's aimed to be used by the shoyel is keragle hashoyl. So here's the tchumim of the shoyl, since the shimushim of the keli are miyuchat to the shoyl, so here's the tchumim of the shoyl. Be yontif, what is if a person borrowed in yontif a keli? So memele, the kinyan shvise of the bailam, of the mashal, was erev yontif. So therefore, the keli already had the gvule tchumim of the mashal is v'meila keragle a mashal, so he borrows it in yontev. It doesn't care his gvulim, his tchumim. It's the tchumim of the mashal. Zot Rashi, reyu keragle a shoyu. If he borrowed it erev yontev, shreikone shvisosoi etzloi. Bein Hashmoshes. So it's kind of it shvise bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes shu knises hayoim kind of shvise. So when was knises hayoim, the scaly was by the shayl. So here's the tchumim of the shayl. Biyonte, vim shaloi biyonte mishach shech. He borrowed it after it became yonte already. Reyu kiragle hamashel. Levishakone shvise eitzel bayl. The Mishnah says further, V'chein ha'isha she'shor lo mechav v'totavim. What if, so, but we say in yontif, it says that the tchumim of the mashal remain. V'chein, it's another case that we'll have that the tchumim of the mashal remain, ha'isha she'shor lo mechav v'totavim. And isha borrowed tavlin spices from mechavate, for her maisik deira, she was cooking something, so she borrowed tavlin. Or umayim umelech leisosa, or she was baking an isa, and she borrowed water and salt for the isa. So memele, the ingredients of the maisik deira belong to the isha. The mayim and melach and tavlin belong to the mashal. So now you have a mixture that is made out of different ingredients, and each ingredient has its own trum. So this whole combination, this whole maisik deira, or the whole lechem, will have the trumim lechumre of the mashal and the shoyl. Rabbi Yehuda poita b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that by Mayim, he will not have the Tchumim of the Mashal, Neisha Ein Be'Mamish, because the Mayim is not Nika, Ein Be'Mamish. Let us see in Rashi. Zot Rashi, Ha'isho She'shoa Lo Mechavato Tablin L'Kderosa. Umay, that was for Maisa Kedera. Umayim Amelach Leisos, Arei Elu HaKedera Veiso, Kerag Leishteim, Ve'ein Meiliches Oysom Elo Lemokim Shesteim Yecheles Leilich. The Kivin, the Beyontif Shalu, since she borrowed it in Yontif, is Kondo Atavlam Umayim Amelach Shvitzei Sobaleim, so they have their Dine Shvitzei of the Bailim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mayim shayim be'mamish, ein nikores loy b'kdeira v'loy be'ise, hilkach ein ma'akves oy lachosum." So since they're not discernible, if you look at the, you can't see the water content, is memele, so the din tchumim is only on what is nearer to the naked eye, and that we see other things, we don't see the water. So memele, so it has the tchumim only of the ingredients that belongs to the isha hasheyelus. Begmar imukilo betav shel ovo shein amayim nikorim boi. Ubemelach loy polik, so lochere rashi yes, by melach, by salt, it also should be a machlaikis. You don't see the grains of salt. Begminolo, begmar bemelach astarukni shigasa benikash. You do see the grains of salt. It's speaking about such a salt that the ingredient is nikel, so mamelus, so therefore this combination is nikel like ayin, so therefore it has the tchumim of both. So the Gemara says, we had in the Mishnah, if a person is meiser behemtoi leroye, and we'll see in Rashi that this means in yontif, re'elu keragle habaylu, masnisen lotzi Rashi, masnisen liktoni, ha'meiser behemtoi leroye biyontif, re'elu keragle habaylu, v'loi keragle horoye. So that means the Gemara learned now that a roye and a shayel are the same, And if it was not given over to the Roye before Yontif, so it was here the Kinyan Shvisa of the Bailam, so Mamela, so the Tchumim of the Bailam remain. So the Gemara says, Masnisen, so our Mishneh, the Loike Rabbi Doisa, is not like Rabbi Doisa. The Sanya Rabbi Doisa Oima, Ba'omri Lo Abba Shol Oima, Halekeyach Tu Alochis. And the Gemara tells us the second halach. Alekeach behime mechaveiroi me'erev yontif. The person purchases a behime mechaveiroi me'erev yontif. Af al pi shaloi mosro loi ela biyontif, even though it was first given over to him in yontif, harei ke ragle halekeach. So here's a din, the tchumim are like the ragle halekeach. The some serious problems with this aloche. He says, why is it that way? First of all, mois einem kainis. So, and second of all, b'cheres of his kainin yontev, he's not allowed to be kainin yontev. Some serious says there's a Rav Shimon and Bob Metzia that holds that together, mois einem kainis means that there's only a schus chazorah mitzad the moicha. The moicha can be chayzer from the Mecca. If the moicha is not chayzer from the Mecca, really the kesef is kainah. So memela, so theoretically, it became the lekeach's erev yontif. So memela, so it has, so it became the lekeach's erev yontif, the moicha was not chayzer, so therefore it has the tchumim of the Lekeach. Okay, that's not the Geitos. V'hamoysel behema l'roye. A second aloche, if a person gives over a behema l'roye, av al pish le mosro loy ela biyontev, even though it's only given over in yontev, harei hi ke ragle horoye. So here it's like the ragle horoye. So it says klob. And if you give over behema in yontif, it's like the ragle haroy. And our Mishnah said that it's the ragle habaylam. And the Rashi said, it seems our Mishnah is speaking about in yontif. And Moshe behemta levnoy leroy is speaking about in yontif. Rashi says, near it says the ragle habaylam. And here it says it's the ragle haroy. So the Gemara answers, afilu taima rabbi doise, v'loy kashe. Kam beroye echod, kam b'shnei roye. That if there's only one roye in the city, so it's ichad the das of the bailam to give it to the roye. So even though it was given over in Shabbos or given over in Yontif, but the zichah was the das of the bailam that to give it over, and since he wants to give it over to this roye, he doesn't have an alternative. That's only he's the only roye. So Mamela Ezekiel wants that the behemoth should have the tchumim of the roye. I mean, what will he gain? The if they'll have his tchumim, we need that to have the tchumim of the roye. The roye is the one that's taking care of it. So,
So if his tchumim do not coincide with the roi's tchumim, so what does he hear from this? So if there's only one roi in the shtot, and it's sicher his intention that his behemoth should be under this roi, so he sicher wants that it should have the tchumim of the roi, not sheves tchum. And that's what Rab Daisa said. So Rab Daisa said, speaking about it, there's only one roi. There's only one roi, so Rafali gives it to him in Yontif, but there's an understanding, Erev Yontif, that the Bailam Manda should have the Tchumim of the roi. But our Mishneh that says a Moiser has the Tchumim of the Bailam Bishnei roi, speaking about the two Roim in the Shtot. So Erev Yontif, there was no decision as yet who the Bailam is going to give it over to. He didn't know he's going to give it over to. And Yom Tov will decide. So Memele, since there was no Achlote, which Roye to give it over to, so therefore it has the Tchumim of the Bailam. It has the Tchumim of the Bailam himself. Now he gives it over in Yom Tov, so the Tchumim can't change. Since he was Kain Shvisa, Erev Yom Tov, the Tchumim of the Bailam. So these Tchumim remain. They can now, Mr. Moses, I'll bring you a raya. Tektoni livnoi oile roya. That means our Mishneh, when our Moses behem to livnoi oile roya. So why are we speaking about, so it seems that there were two royim, either the ben or the roya. So Memele, and he gave it over to one of them in Yom Tov. Fakert, one of the Mephoshim say that the Chiddush is, seems his ben is also a roi. That I don't say, since his ben is a roi, so must someone zichri give it to the ben. There's no such thing. If there's two roiim, and he did not specify erev yontev, who he's going to give it over to, so he doesn't know he's going to give it over to. So if he doesn't know he's going to give it over to, so then the tchumim of the behemah are the tchumim of the bailam. So when he gives it over in yontev, those tchumim cannot change. Shma mino. Let us see Rashi. The loike Rab Doise. So Moses kan b'roye echot. She'ein b'ir el roye echot. In the city there's only one roye. Kol b'nei ha'ir ma'amidim behem tom b'rshusoy. Their behem is nizrushus. V'niknish shvisosoy. So it's kaine hishvise. Hilkach bein moicher bein loikeach. Rashi would seem that this is a hemshech of the Rashi would seem that this is a hemshech of the Reisha. And the Shita Mekabetzes explains that it goes as follows: the Reisha was a lekeach behime mechaveir merev yontif. That if a person purchased a behime afa pishle mosrel beyontif, he gave it over in yontif. Arei keragle lekeach, that the lekiche made it his erev yontif, and it doesn't matter when the mesir is. A moisa behemu l'roye is going on this case. A person was a lekeach, but the moicher did not give it over to the lekeach in yontif. He gave it over to the roye in yontif. A moisa behemu l'roye zareu kiragle haroye. So that's what Rashi says over here. Rashi says shein bir l'roye kol bnei amidim behem to b'shusav niklish visos ilkach bein moicher bein lekeach. That means it doesn't matter who it belongs to. It could be it belongs to the lekeach and the moicher gave it over. Abul daitoy shloi tikna behem shvisosoy. They both of them agree, mutually agree, that the behem should not be kind of their shvisa because the behem is under the jurisdiction of the roye. Shvisosoy etz elu b'shvisas haroye. Oh, mas nisin our Mishneh b'shnei roye. Our Mishneh speaking about shnei royim. The lo yedin l'hai minaya havilo das bailam. So here we don't know which one he wants to give it to. So since erev yontif there was no achlota who to give it to. So since there was no decision who to give it to, so memelus of a council, then it's ragle abaylam. They canami the masnisen b'shnei royim, that the Mishneh is speaking about shnei royim because the taket says b'noi mentions two cases a moisa behem to live noi oil roy. So I said there were two. Zog de Gemara weiter, Oma Rabbe Barbachon am Rabbi Yechenen, Halochi ke Rabdoise. We pass in like Rabdoise, that what? That if a, that if he gives it over to the Roy in Yom Tov, it has the Tchumim of the Roy. Umi Omar Rabbi Yochanan in Hochi, va Omar Rabbi Yochanan in Alochi Kestam Mishne. Rabbi Yochanan is we pass on Kestam Mishne, stana beime va keilim keragle abba oilim, abba oilim. So it says fakir that it's like the abba oilim, not like the Roy that it was given over to. So Mo says, the lav ukimno kan b'raya echot, kan b'shneirem. So we said that Rav Dais is speaking about, there's a raya echot. When there is a raya echot, so then it's keragle a raya. When there's two rayim, it's keragle a bayu. Tonu rabon, shnayim sheshalu cholak echot b'shutfis. Two people borrowed one shirt, b'shutfes. Now, how do two people wear one shirt? Zeh leilach boi shachis lebeis ha-medrish, v'zeh likonis boi arbeis lebeis ha-mishta. They'll use it at different times. Zeirev olav letzofen. Now, this person was ma'arev letzofen, zeirev olav ledorim. Zeh shirev olav letzofen, mahalach letzofen, keragle mi shirev olav ledorim. So since it has two bailim, so it's governed by the tchumim of both bailim. So the one who's ma'arav letzofen can only go as far tzofen as the doramon can go, because the chelik of the bal ha-dorim is ma'akev him. He can't go to tzofen so far. Zeh shirav olav ledorim, halach ledorim, keragam yishirav olav letzofen. He can only go dorim the way the tzofen one can go. The mitzvah is ha-tchum. And if the tchum, the 4,000 ames, is between both of them, arei zeh lo yezizeno mimkoino. So then they can't do anything with this cholok. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, shnayim shesholu cholok mi ba'oid yoyim. So liyos v'shushneim, that the shaila was that it should be in both of these rishus. Zeh leilach boi shachri shal yontiv lebeis ha-medif, zeh leilach boi arvi shal yontiv lebeis ha-misht. Olav letzofen, al menas oisai choluk lohilichai letzofen. Now, this is the word olav, when we look at the baraisa, zeh iriv olav letzofen. Now, the Loshen, the Ritas Loshen Abaraisa means that he was Ma'ariv Olov on this Choluk, that this Choluk should be able to go to Tzof. The Loshen of Rashi is also seems to be saying this. Olov Letzofen, Almenas Oisei Choluk, Lohiliche Letzofen. So, Bachsachmir, there's a shtickle guys in the Rosh Yosef. The Rosh Yosef asks that, you don't make an Erev for a Choluk. You make an erev for the person. And the choluk is nigra. This is the nichsei ha'odam. So the choluk is nigra, boss of the person. So memele, he doesn't understand the olop, but the Rashi seems to be explaining this olop. Zeshir ba'olop v'tzofen, mahalach melichei l'tzofen. Mahalach umaylichay letzofen. Now, the Rashi is explaining something else also that Tildish Yaakov explains. You look at the Baraisa, ze she'irev letzofen, the one is ma'arev letzofen, mahalach letzofen, keragle mishirev olav ledorim. He goes letzofen as much as the bal hadorim can go. Now, that's not true. He can go to tzofen as much as he wants. He can't take the shirt along with him. So Rashi, that's what Rashi says. Mahalach zesh irav letzofen, mahalach umaylichoy letzofen. He's mahalach umaylichoy letzofen.